The Keystone XL pipeline project has been stalled by a judicial order coming out of a Montana federal court. Judge Brian Morris has found that the Trump administration relied on outdated information in 2017 when overturning the Obama administration's earlier denial of a permit. Morris wrote in his order that even when reversing a policy after an election, an agency may not simply discard facts without a reasoned explanation. Judge Brian Morris has set the stage for a battle. In his ruling, he gave credence to climate science cited in the former administration's environmental impact statement, and he faulted the current administration's dismissal of it without cause. Attorney Stephen Volker represents the Indigenous Environmental Network.
The Trump administration attempted to reverse Secretary of State Kerry's detailed factual findings as to why this project was both unnecessary and would worsen global warming. And this judge said, not so fast.
The judge found that the current administration needs to do further studies on the frequency of oil spills and the difficulty of cleaning up diluted bitumen. Science on both has changed since the 2014 environmental report was drawn up. Judge Morris also noted that the price of oil has fluctuated drastically since 2014, when TransCanada said it needed to bring in at least $65 a barrel to break even, and the State Department predicted that the price would remain at or above $100 for decades. Stephen Volker explains why it's vital to have correct economic information in an environmental study.
When a company can't quite pull it off financially, it begins to cut corners, and it cannot take the measures required to study the potential impacts and to mitigate them before they become serious.
Volker hesitates to estimate how long it will take the State Department to complete the ordered studies. He notes that more than 1,000 acres along the pipeline route still have not been surveyed for environmental and cultural impacts, and that process could be lengthy. When contacted for a response, the U.S. Justice Department replied that it does not comment on pending litigation. TransCanada issued a statement that it remains committed to the project. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.